proclamation number 8134 dated the March 24, 1962. Love imparts realization. I want to speak to you so that you will gain knowledge which corresponds to the truth and according to this knowledge learn to look upon your whole earthly life with entirely different eyes, so that you will subsequently live it in full awareness of your connection with me and prepare yourselves to continuously receive strength. For you humans are weak as long as you don't lay claim to my influx of strength. Although the energy of life is at your disposal, you nevertheless do not use it according to my will, so that you, at best, at the end of your life will have gathered earthly possessions which you must leave behind when the hour of death arrives. If, however, you live according to my will, then you will be able to use your vital energy to acquire permanent possessions as well, which will follow you into the spiritual kingdom. Through constant contact with me you can also acquire spiritual strength, and only then will you accomplish your actual purpose of earthly life. And thus I want to impart the knowledge of this to you, because you will continue to lack realization as long as you lack love, as long as you do not accomplish labors of love, although your energy of life enables you to do so. Hence it is my will that you make an effort to live a life of love. Then you will gather spiritual wealth and kindle a light in yourselves which signifies realization for you, knowledge, which corresponds to the truth. Then you will also establish the connection with me and strength can be conveyed to you directly, and you will cover the path of ascent, you will strive towards attaining perfection and reach the goal, which is the purpose of your earthly life. But as long as you are entirely without knowledge, you are spiritually blind and only live for this earth. You are entirely earthly minded and only use the earthly vitality of life purely for your body's well-being but fail to consider your soul. The body, however, is transient, whereas the soul cannot cease to exist, and you should take care of your soul's fate. It needs strength, and it can only receive it from you if you accomplish loving deeds, if you unite with me in heartfelt prayer, if you enable me to convey strength to you directly, if you allow me myself to speak to you. Then you will receive a measure of strength which enables you to live in the right way on this earth. The direct word is the direct transfer of strength of utmost significance. Therefore, I will always be willing to speak to you, because you all need much strength, because all of you practice too little love and consequently only receive a modest influx of strength of love. But I want to stimulate you to love, I want to instruct you in all truthfulness what you should do on earth in order to become as blissfully happy as you were in the beginning. I want to kindle a light in you because you walk in darkness, yet you must be willing to accept the light. You must voluntarily open yourselves to listen to my word, and you'll always do so if you, who don't hear me directly, willingly listen to my messengers who impart my words to you. Then your willingness to listen to me will be a great blessing for you, for the strength will flow into you since my word is blessed with my strength. And the light in you will increase in radiance the more often you offer me the opportunity to address you. Your knowledge will grow and you will feel that it is true what is imparted to you. For only truth is the strength to guide you towards perfection. And if you want to gain possession of the truth, then you must hand yourselves over to me myself, the eternal truth. You must unite with me in prayer or through kind-hearted activity and always keep your will directed towards me. And you will be imbued with truthful knowledge. I myself gave you the promise that I will guide you into truth, that I will send you my spirit, that I myself will remain with you until the end. And where I am, there is truth, where I am, There is love, and where I am, there is also the source of strength of eternity. Therefore, you should only ever yearn for my proximity, my presence, and truly, you will not go without, you will not have lived your earthly life in vain, you will be able to receive light and strength in abundance and, after your death, you will be able to enter the kingdom of light and beatitude. Amen.